What was when they said, you know, Walker Brothers are coming in? Because this is the most untypical Walker Brothers album ever recorded.
Yeah.
And you could say there was three Walker Brothers. You could say there was the 60s Walker Brothers.
Yes, yes.
You could say that there was the No Regrets.
Yes.
And then this the one. Least known. Yeah, so when they said, oh, the Walker Brothers coming in, what did that mean to you?
Nothing really, because, I mean, we were doing all sorts of things. I mean, we were doing, you know, everything. I mean, we worked with some... You know, I mean, I was still fairly young at the time, so I was very much as an assistant engineer. There had been all sorts of people through, and I'd worked, you know, at that time with just about everybody. So,
well, like for instance, who was like before the war was there?
No, Chris, oh, he did Baby in Red.
Oh, Christopher?
Yeah.
Oh, Christopher, I just like some of those, things out there. The early albums, yeah. Don't Be the Ferryman and stuff like
that. Yeah, some of those were done at Scorpio. And we did just about everything there, you know, there in the Marquee. So it was just another gig, really, at the end of the day.
Okay, so you had no thoughts or ideas either way, really?
No.
What kind of stuff were you into?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. I mean, I've always been just about everything. And, because it's like an engineer, that's what you have to be.
Okay.
So there was never any... in those days, if you were a house engineer, you did everything. So you didn't really, you know, specialise in stuff. Because it's pre all the sampler, synthesizer kind of stuff. So it's not like you could, you know, specialise in house or what was sampling and all that kind of stuff.
No, but I mean, but everyone's got their own taste.
Yeah. No, mine were like, you know, at the time, you know, things like Steely Dan and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know, stuff mostly from the States.
Because I'm trying to get a context on February 1978. So you would still have in London the punk thing.
Yeah, the punk thing would have been. Yeah, the punk thing was in its prime, actually. I think because we had a few punk bands on that station, all that.
But then Bowie was doing that great stuff with Eno.
Yes. Yeah.
The Heroes apparently was the reference CD for this album. Dennis told me.
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly, because they were doing all that stuff down at Tony Visconti's place. So I think it was very much that kind of seminal Bowie album was the big influence for Scott, I think.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I was gobsmacked when Dennis told me that, because Bowie wanted to produce Scott because of this record.
Oh, at the time, really? Oh, right.
Him and Eno were crazy on this, on Scott's songs.
Right. Doing okay, so thank you. Because I used to see him in Chiswick a lot after that, because he lived in Chiswick, Scott.
Oh, okay.
And but I used to see him in the bank in his Bing Crosby hat, or driving up and down Chiswick High Street to pick up in his orange Volkswagen Beetle.
I've got a picture of that, actually.
Yeah.
Was it left or right-hand drive?
Can't remember, actually. I can't remember. I've got a feeling it was left-hand drive.
European plates.
No, we'd had English place on at that time.
Okay.
I don't recall it at European place, but I recall him. I used to see him quite a bit, actually, Scott.
Okay, socially or just by...
No, passing in the street kind of thing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Scott Walker sighted in bank in Bushmack.
Yes. So it was all that kind of stuff.
And he was like, you know, cool.
Yeah, well, I didn't really, you know... those were the days when you were hardly home much because you were stuck inside a recording studio all the time, so it was just like a passing glance kind of thing.
It's little details like that that really make the book come.
Right.
Just the fact you saw him in the bank.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
No, he wouldn't have been.
Seen him in the bank in the park once. He was doing something in the park.
What, cruising?
No. He bought a CD or something like that. He was picking through it on the bench in the park. Right, so.
He was a big vinyl freak, apparently, one of the engineers told me. He loved...
Probably, yeah.
He was a big collector.
Because after us, didn't he do something with Pete... what was his name?
Pete Walsh.
It's, you know, just one of those things, really. I mean, I knew to Dave in the Crave pretty well, because he used to work at the Marquee a lot with Richard Dodds, an engineer called Richard Dodds.
I spoke to him at length, yes.
Oh, right.
He did Scott's early 70s albums.
That's right, yes. But then I've also worked with Adele quite a bit as well, and actually Richard quite a bit. So I knew Dave reasonably well. And he also did, what was his name? Badu. A guy called Badu.
And strangely,
they were another the client, and the idea was that, in a way, any client was the same.
Okay.
And they never, to be fair to them, I mean, they never became across at that. I mean, there was never kind of any ego trip. I mean, but they were always, you know, I think because it was a small studio, and there was the guy that ran the place who works for Dennis now, actually.